Strange Adventure.
General Hall and his aide, Colonel Baldridge, walked down the long hallway of the royal castle at Vranja, the summer capital of Bulgaria. The two American officers had just finished a very enjoyable audience with Queen Johanna and her son, young King Simeon. The men had almost reached the door when they heard running footsteps behind them and turned to see one of the castle guards hurrying toward them.
Pardon, sirs, but the queen would like to speak with Colonel Baldridge.
I wonder what she wants. General, will you excuse me, please? I won't be long.
Certainly. I'll wait for you outside.
When Colonel Baldridge joined the general a few minutes later, he showed him a small purple leather traveling case concealed under his overcoat. General Hall examined the beautiful handiwork.
Very nice Christmas present. Looks like you made a big hit with her when you brought back that message from her brother in Italy.
It isn't a Christmas present. And it isn't for me. She wants me to take it to Prince Umberto in Italy.
What's in it?
I don't know. It was locked when the queen gave it to me. She said her brother has a duplicate key.
Say, that might be dangerous. You know, the Red Army controls the country. Spies and secret police are everywhere. Your baggage will be searched at the airport. Now, if those Russian inspectors find anything belonging to the Bulgarian queen, it'll be too bad.
Well, I can't back out now. My plane leaves for Naples in a few hours.
There was quite a crowd at the airport when Colonel Baldridge arrived. He added his bags to the collection of luggage piled before the inspector's table. He placed the valuable purple case to one side and dropped his coat over it carelessly. Presently, he heard the officious voice of a Russian officer.
Your papers, please. Obina Velisis.
Baldridge waited nervously as the officer methodically examined the contents of the two suitcases and wondered what would happen if the purple case were seen. He smiled gratefully as the inspector gave him his clearance and motioned him away. With an attempted air of nonchalance, he picked up his precious package, still keeping it concealed by the folds of his greatcoat. He joined the other passengers at the plane. A few hours later, Colonel Baldridge was in Naples and lost no time in getting to the residence of Prince Umberto. He hoped that soon he would know the contents of the mysterious traveling case. The prince greeted Colonel Baldridge warmly and smiled gratefully when he was handed the small purple traveling case.
This is for the little king. I hope he will live to enjoy it. He and my sister are in great danger. That is why she had you bring the case to me.
Well, I'm kind of anxious to know what it holds that makes it so valuable. You know, I practically risked my life to get it out of the country.
Very well, I shall show you.
The prince reached into a hidden safe and withdrew a small key. There was a slight click and the case was open. Baldridge stared in amazement. Inside was almost $1 million worth of glittering gems. The American officer had unwittingly saved the crown jewels of Bulgaria. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Cradder, and inviting you to listen to Murder on Haddon Road, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.